everybody, and welcome to the 14th episode of the Low Carb Universe show.
Whoop, whoop.
And I'm here with Hannah, as as usual. Yeah. And how are you today, Hannah?
I'm feeling energetic and well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I think I'm quite feeling the same, actually. And it's almost sunny here in Sweden. So,
yeah, actually, we've lost the sun somewhere. Well, yeah, but we'll get it back at some point, I guess.
We will be our own suns today, lightening up the world, the low-carb universe. Okay, today we're actually digging a bit deeper into type 1 diabetes.
Yes, we are.
What it is and how Hannah is handling it, and that you always need to be on your toes to tweak and change and try. And you've been trying something very interesting lately.
Yes.
But let's start. Just kick off.
Fantastic. Well, I was just going to, because it's still very unclear, which to a person like myself with zero amounts of patience is a little bit frustrating, but it's still very unclear what type 1 diabetes is in comparison to type 2. So I was just going to go over that very quickly so that we're all on the same baseline. Yeah. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where your body's own immune system thinks that your insulin-producing cells are invaders in the body. And so basically something triggers your immune system to wipe them out. Good times. But a person with type 1 diabetes will have to be on lifelong insulin coming from the outside. So either through injections or an insulin pump or something. There's even inhalable insulin nowadays and stuff like that. But there is no cure. And there's nothing really, apart from in the really beginning, that can get you off the insulin. Mm. Not even low carb, no, nothing. It won't get you off insulin. You'll still have to take insulin, just maybe a lot less.
Yeah.
And living with a chronic condition like this, which is the same for every chronic condition, of course, is that you have to be very much, as you said, on your toes, and you have to constantly tweak what you're doing. So when I started caring more about my health a good few years ago now, since then, you know, I've tried, you know, everything that might even have an impact, like different supplements, different foods, different exercises, different medications, different insulins, different insulin delivery methods, you know, all of these things, just tweaking. And that is how you find out what works for you in that particular moment. Yeah. That, of course, does not mean that it will work forever, but just for that particular moment.
And just for that particular person. Because
also,
I've noticed throughout the years with working with diabetics that it's so very individual.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't compare one type one with another and say you do this, you do that, because I know this guy, his blood glucose level increases when he eats too much fat.
Yeah.
And that is so nah.
Yeah, but it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. But yeah, I don't know.
But it does. But yeah, but just as keto and low carb is so individual for so-called normal people. No one is normal, but let's call them normal people.
Yeah.
It is for type ones as well, and anyone with working with a chronic disease.
Yeah.
It is so individual, and it can change from day to day.
Yeah.
Like no matter how much of the right things you do one day might not even help, because your body is going like, meh, don't wanna.
Is it a big difference, do you think, between men and women in this case, because of all our hormones?
It can very well be. Yeah. I used to have huge problems a couple of years ago. That has thankfully dissipated. But yeah, women, I think, are fighting a tougher fight because of the hormones and periods and menopause and all this stuff that guys don't go through so clearly. Of course, they also have
their periods as well, but not far from what we got.
They have menopause.
Poor guys. And man flu they got.
Oh, yeah, that one's terrible. Please don't ever get the man flu. You might actually die. Anyway, so lately, well, as you may or may not know, for a good couple of years, I've been very strict keto with the allotted. Well, I don't actually track that often, so I don't really know how many percentages here and there and blah, 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 all the macros. I've been eating, but I can tell you I have not done this in a very long time. So I've eaten a lot of fat, moderated my protein, and of course minimized my carbs, but that just goes, I mean, I have a little machine telling me every single time I eat a carb and telling me off. So it's not like, it's not that much fun. So hence I minimize my carbs. The past couple of years I've eaten tons of fat, like a lot of fat, and maybe a little bit less protein and blah, 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 blah. What I've found works for me, remember it's individual, right now, because it might not work tomorrow, is actually, and now I'm going to swear in the keto church, so woo-hoo. Brace yourselves, people.
Wait. Yes, yep. I'm holding on to my table now. Yeah.
Great. Oh. I've actually decreased my fat. And not only that, now I'm going to get thrown out of church because I've increased my protein.
Fell off the chair.
Yeah, me too. Backwards.
Yeah. And that is very interesting because the first thing I have to ask you, you have known about Dr. Bernstein so many years.
Yes.
Why haven't you tried this before?
I tried it a couple of years ago. With completely different results, because my blood sugar would then go up, you know, for 3 to 5 hours after eating that much protein or this much protein. My blood sugar would go up because I didn't have insulin coverage then anymore, of course, because taking fast acting insulin is out of your body after 2 hours. And then I would have needed regular, and my doctor wasn't willing to prescribe it, and blah, 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 blah. It was a whole thing. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Normal keto is better for me and my blood sugars right now. Yeah. And that was fine. And that has been fine. Like, it's not like my blood sugar has been super high on keto and now they're normal. No, it's just now, I think. But on the other hand, I was not on an insulin pump then when I tried it last.
Okay.
So that could be one of the reasons that I can make it work now. Yeah. Yes, Dr. Bernstein, he is a type 1 hero, really. Mm. He's an endocrinologist and an engineer. So he approaches type 1 care very pragmatically with, you know, this is what you have to do and this is what you have to do. And he's a wonderful guy and he has so much knowledge. But one of his things are exactly this, to, you know, eat protein to satiety and then carbs as a minimum and all of this stuff. And then fat, you know, until as a lever, like if you need more, if you need to, he's a little bit more into the keto gains thing rather than the 80 grams of fat and the therapeutic epilepsy kind of keto sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But his thing is also that ketosis is not a goal for him at all. And it hasn't been for me either for the past couple of years. I've just sort of ended up there. And to make everyone, you know, also fall off their chairs backwards, I'm still in ketosis. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Fine. I like, instead of the sort of, what keto usually is, you know, 75 to 80% fat and stuff, I'm now eating 65% fat. 5% carbs, you know, keep them at a minimum, makes it easy. But then protein is 30%.
30%, yeah.
Yeah, of the total energy thing. And so I've actually used, this is going to be a shameless plug, warning. I've actually used the Keto Gains calculator.
Yeah.
Because that is also what people who follow Dr. Bernstein's methods, that's usually what they recommend trying as well. So for that, I got 1,200 calories. I got 15 grams of carbs. I got 87 grams of fat and 90 grams of protein each day. That is almost 500 grams of meat.
How can you eat? How do you do it in practice?
Actually, it's not that, it's surprisingly easy. It's surprisingly easy because basically it's, if you have a hamburger for lunch, instead of eating one hamburger patty, you eat two.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have meat for dinner.
Yeah.
And then in between, like, it's really not that difficult. And then sometimes not, well, after my holiday, because we were eating breakfast then, I have been eating breakfast as well.
Okay.
So that's, of course, easier to, I have done it on two meals, but that gets quite jammed down my throat.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to divide it up on three meals, especially now in the beginning. I've only been doing this for about a bit, like a week or something. Easier to do on three meals than on two meals because I still feel a bit stuffed. But it's very, very interesting. And why I mentioned Keto Gains, of course, is because one of the co-founders, Mr. Luis Villaseñor, is... Yes.
Not so.
Is of course speaking at our next event in November at LCU 18. So if you're interested in tweaking your keto and training on keto, you should definitely join us because he has some real good insights.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Yeah.
This is of course, again, I can't say this enough, like this is what works for me right now. It doesn't mean it's going to work forever. It doesn't mean that it worked a couple of years ago when I tried it last.
No.
It doesn't mean that it's going to work in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But it's just so nice to find these flatline continuous glucose monitor.
Yeah, you have to put that.
Yes, I'll put that in the.
You sent me because that was quite awesome. You have to tell everyone. So how quickly did you, how fast did you see a change in your blood glucose level?
Straight away. Well, not in the minute when I decided, after sort of overnight,
half a day or a day to adapt or something, but you just
keeps stable.
Yeah. And how about the insulin intake?
It's actually gone down. Yeah, which is
how much
about another 10-20%, something like that. Which it shouldn't.
Awesome.
because protein and amino acids are supposed to be insulinogenic.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned this whole time. And now I'm sitting here going like, why is this working now?
Yeah.
And something clearly in my body is just saying that, yes, this is the right thing for you right now. Just keep going here, use less insulin and be richer in the long run.
Yeah. And the other, do you have any other things you can mention that is not being measured in numbers, that like your energy, how are you sleeping, etc., the feeling in your body?
Oh, I'm so much more energetic, actually, which is funny because that just shows that now I'm actually giving my body the nutrients that it maybe needed. Mm. Maybe I was missing some amino acids before. Maybe, I don't know, I can only guess.
Hmm.
Or maybe the combination of the amino acids with the fats create a different hurricane in my body. But I'm much more energetic. For example, I know you are an avid yogi at the moment.
Hmm.
So I can also very proudly say that I do yoga every day now.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have the energy to before because I was working, same as I do now, and all this stuff. And then at the end of the day or in the beginning, I just didn't have the energy. I was just like, yoga, you can forget it.
Yeah.
That could, of course, also contribute to the more stable blood sugars. There's no doubt about it. But it
which came first, the hen or the egg? Or
exactly. Well, in my case, the protein, which is both hen and egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm much more willing to do things and for example, I also have resumed my daily walks, which could also contribute. But the stable blood sugars were there before.
Yeah,
I resumed these things.
Yeah.
So I blame it on proteins.
Yeah, blame it on the proteins. Yeah, I do that. It doesn't matter what the name is or anything, just as long as it works.
Exactly.
We can also bring up the subject about the name of our events, the Low Carb Universe. Yeah. There is no special way. There's not one way that suits everybody.
No.
You need to find your little low carb star or keto star and
in the universe. Oh my God, that's so cute.
And that's what we do hope to provide. Different insights and different point of views when it comes to low carb keto.
Yeah.
You know, so
that you have the chance to find your way of keto and what works for you right now. And that's going to change whatever your goal is. If you're looking to lose weight, your keto is going to change along with the number on the scale.
Yeah.
If you're looking for more energy, it's going to change according to your energy levels.
Yeah.
It's really, for me, well, for us both, definitely, it's very important to provide different aspects of keto and low carb so that everyone attending can find their solution.
Yeah, exactly. And the magic thing, although we have this universe spectra of low carbers, the food works for everyone.
Yes. So it really does.
If you do a lot of protein, if you do a lot of fat, if you mostly do veggies,
everything we have, we can provide for you all.
Oh yeah, it's going to be perfect.
Definitely. Now, I really can't wait. Do you realize that it's only 6 months away?
Oh no, whoops.
If we think about it, we started working on LCU 17 in spring 2016.
Yeah.
So this actually 2018 November event has been 2.5 years in the making. Actually, we're celebrating 2 years now.
Yes, we are. Yeah. How could we forget?
We're so busy.
We're so busy. Yeah. Yeah, LCU 2 years old. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Is there anything you would love to add to what we've been talking about today?
I think it's really important that everyone, but also you, dare to find and dare to experiment around. Find keto as a basis, low carb as a basis of your little excursions, but then dare to, you know, maybe not eat 80% fat because it doesn't suit everyone. No. You don't get the best result. Like, a lot of people don't get their best results on 80% fat, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But then find what works for you instead.
Yeah. I'm actually a bit curious about this increasing the protein because I do almost 1 hour of yoga every day. And it's defining my, I can see my arms again, my biceps.
Oh my God, I need to get training. Otherwise I'm going to stand there next to like a bodybuilder at LCU 18.
I don't think so. I'm not getting tinier. I'm getting stronger.
Yes.
That's the more functional body. And I might need some more protein. I can try. Because you can try. It's only food. If it doesn't work, just go back.
Yeah, and especially if you don't feel bad from it.
Exactly.
Fine if it doesn't help you reach your goals. That's one thing. But as long as you don't feel bad or get sick from it or something, you know what? It's just about trial and error.
Yeah. And if you stick to real food, it's no problem.
Yeah. I'm still too European to embrace all of these so-called keto products.
Amen to that.
And So I do really, really encourage and believe in only eating real foods and whole foods, and if possible, if only possible, as much organic and grass-fed as possible.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy, and I'm keeping to it. It's getting expensive, but I'm keeping to it.
Yeah, but you don't have to, you don't eat anything else. Crap.
No, exactly.
You don't put any money on crap.
No, maybe a good bottle of wine.
That isn't crap.
No, it depends on who you ask, though.
To the life, it's a bonus to life.
It's a
rainbow. It's where the unicorns flew over and spread their rainbow poo.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's wine.
Yeah, that's.
I think we've gone through proteins and LCU18 and a little diabetes type 1 and a lot more things. And maybe as a last remark, I just really, you know, just try it. Just try whatever you think. All of us, because keto is so individual and diabetes is also so individual, all of us that have found a way that works for us right now, we can only inspire. No one should follow my macros. No one should follow exactly what I do. But maybe someone can find a little bit of inspiration and think, huh, okay, if I want to get better values, lose weight again, break that plateau, maybe I can tweak and fix a little bit so that I can reach my so desired goals.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have any questions, please
write a comment anywhere.
Or anywhere, or call us, or text us, or email us, or send a smoke signal.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, same. Bye-bye. Bye.